Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, why don't you get involved? Listen, pick up your ears, pick up your eyes. We're going to get in the middle of this. Okay. Now, it is 6 o'clock on the dot here. I'm Talk Dude, a disabled comic. I'm actually the disabled comic. Some importance. And this right here is organic. Okay. Organic.
So I can't help you with that at the moment.
This is Comedian Organic. And the show today is called Comedian Organic. Okay. And today I got a special guest. I got the guest, DJ Butterfly Feces.
Hello, good people, one and all. No, okay. Now, listen. Now, listen carefully. This whole show, basically, is organic. Kind of, everyone's trying to live organic now. Everyone's trying to do the organic thing. We are also. Because, see, it's not just about eating stuff that comes from the earth. Free of chemicals. No, tell them. Organic is a very way of life. That's how this
Stop
show...
Stop it. We don't let Feces come in here and just change the formula. We just have him talk occasionally. You know, because he started talking my whole formula before, like, it's another show platform. And you just take his platform, that is, it's, you know, it's not your Feces, okay? I get done with this show. I have to sanitize everything. I have to sanitize the whole concept of the words up in here, man. Feces, man. What are you doing to my show, Feces?
What are you asking?
This is what you're doing to the show? What is it, a brochure? You're a tour guide, some kind of discovery landscaper of, you know, you talking about all this. It's like, what's going on here, man?
Giving people an idea about what, personally, this show, Organic OK, is about. Organic show, organic living.
Okay, yeah, but, hey. This show is not just based around that. This show particularly is about interviews, about having guests on the show. It's about not letting people know who's going to be on the show, what guests are going to be on the show until they own the show. So that's the thing. We're not allowing them to know those things until it's because they got to be organic experience, right? We want the guests that's actually on the show, we want them to feel not pressured by the people that's coming on to the show and possibly ask questions. You want it to be a comfortable experience, right? So this show is not based on gossiping. This show is based on an organic experience, right? So whoever's on the show, when they're on the show, they're on the show. Then whoever hear the show at some point in time will actually be, you know, a caller. They call in and ask questions. That's, you know, it's got to be an organic experience. So we let the listeners organically, you know, interact and be involved. When they find out something that's helpful to their lives, it's an organic experience, you know. It's a natural experience. So this particular show is based around community. It's based on travel. It's based on cleanup. It's based on those components, based on interviewing businesses and those things, right? So this particular show, this is based around DJ Butterfly Feces, and as we going around traveling, and, you know, he's telling these things. You know, he's not giving his show away, but because he's telling the show, it's cool in front of the microphone. Is that right, Feces? And it comes on Mondays and Tuesdays, and that time is at 9 o'clock p.m. The show at 9 o'clock p.m.
Yeah. Look, people, let me tell you something basically about DJ Butterfly Feces' show. There's some kind of basically a huge world thing that's going down. This basically grandeur, this sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Apparently this guy spent a long, long, long time going all over with a whole bunch of homeless people, a merry band, and they did, well, something. They seem to be doing something. They're going on doing some kind of holy crusade. It seems like an important cause, doesn't it? But once again, that's a different show on this program, so I don't want to give him too much ink, too much hype. Hey, is he plugging my show? Is he saying, no, please, no, please, listen to this guy who's on behalf of the disabled.
Oh, my goodness.
This disabled thing.
You know, it's something about DJ Buffalo Feces and Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude, it's, you know, from, we had Talk Dude on the show not long ago, and he claimed to be you. And I was telling him, I said, Talk Dude, if DJ Buffalo Feces heard Talk Dude claiming to be you, he would have a, he'd have a heart attack. You know, and I told him that he'd have a heart attack about Dude Talk being you. Why are you, why, what is the thing that you have going on with this show?
Oh, with this show, well, with this show, I'm trying to basically get involved into a thing or two. Basically, I'm trying to spread myself around as much as possible. I mean, that's just it. I mean, it helps not to pigeonhole yourself. It helps to diversify. But if you're asking me what's going on between me and DJ Butterfly Feces, I mean, well, nothing. That's why I'm trying to plug him too much. When we sit down and decide we're basically going to endorse each other, collaborate, you know what, then we'll talk.
You said DJ Buffalo Feces. Who are you then?
Wait, what did you say?
Who are you, DJ Buffalo Feces or Talk Dude? Who are you?
I'm Dude Talk. You introduced me to the show.
You said, okay, so DJ Buffalo Feces. Okay, so everybody, we're going through the runners right now. Like taking us through this. So, What are you bringing to the viewers today as you, the special guest on the actual program? What are you bringing to the viewers that the viewers are looking to be rewarded with information? What are you bringing to them today?
You mean the listeners, not viewers. And what I'm bringing them is a message about good organic living. It's all philosophy that is basically going to free them, that's going to unencumber them. That's what I'm bringing them. And it's something I think the world needs at this point. I mean, even people who might be living a little bit vegan organically are not basically living as organically as they like to think, as they could be. That's a fact. It's not just about basically trying to hug trees and save the whales and trying to make sure a few more species don't wind up entirely endangered.
How long have you been a part of this platform? I mean, matter of fact, if we do, viewers, when you have some free time, stay tuned because we're going to, you know, give a little bit more information about comedian and the actual radio personality on this program. It's called DJ Butterfly Feces. And so at this point in time, it's getting to the point we're going to be releasing audio albums every day because technically we're supposed to be doing 63 comedy shows in the month of October, but we're going to be releasing comedy albums for the whole month of October. And, you know, we're getting around to that. So we're working the strings out. It may not come out until after October, but, you know, that's what it looks like. We might not be releasing everything until after October. Yeah, think about it. Everything's going to be recorded a total of 63 comedy platforms. So we're going to have different comedy platforms recorded available, and we will work that out. So that's the thing. It'll be 63 comedy show platforms, and, you know, y'all find albums that y'all like. See, What is the album based around? Hey, just wanted to ask you, DJ Buffalo Feces. What is up with that the album you did? You know, the album you did What happened with that? Did you enjoy doing the album you did?
I was so dang happy doing an album. I was so proud. I was a DJ. I mean, that's just, I was doing the DJ thing before I was officially the editorialist, the visionary, the guy saving the world. But understand this. And this is the important part. That thing never came out. I'm so proud of it, and it never saw the light of day. Nobody else heard it. It just disappeared. I mean, it's worse than basically an album that never took off. It wasn't heard. It was never even released. And I mean, I know that nobody listens to CDs really anymore. Everybody streamlines everything. Fine, free. Put it in the public domain. But let somebody hear it.
See what happened. Okay, that's. We talk about this. Okay, so this would happen. Back in, technically, this all done back in 2010, 2011 year. So DJ Buffalo CC did this project, and it was multiple projects, right? So it was one project where DJ Buffalo CC commentated over several different audio songs, right? Then it's a DJ commentating and, you know, narrating a radio show platform where DJ Bubba Fisi, he's talking about a number of things on a radio show platform. But it's two different types. It's one that is the audio album that you got commentating over that. He's saying comical things that over the actual soundtrack. Then we have one that's created. One is created that is, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's actually Talk Dude's on one. So it's two different ones, one with DJ Bubba Feces, and I'm thinking it's one with Talk Dude. And then it's with the actual radio show you do, you got Talk Dude on there, and you're kind of like going at it a little bit. So that's on there. So what ended up happening was, explaining to you who was on the project, it was this project. It was a guy that was a mortician, a stripper, and a cross-contamination. So cross-contamination, it was cross-contamination pimp, cross-contamination, and so it was, you know, With the setup, I wanted to create an organic pimp platform. So I created Organic Pimp, and I wanted something years ago. I've came up with the Organic Pimp. Now I had the real structure to put this together and move it forward. So I created Organic Pimp, and Organic Pimp, technically the idea, it happened about really 20 years ago, really. But I really, like, moved it forward about 10 years ago. So I created Organic Pimping about 10 years ago, really moving it forward. But technically, it came up with the idea 20 years ago plus. Now, it's out there where organic pimping is out there, and Organic Pimping cross-contamination pimping. Then we have the butterfly, because the song pulled it up. It's out there. You know, we're going, you know, I'm getting to the point where this stuff is not, I mean, trying to figure out at some point in time it not to be involved, because we want to change the whole narrative of what it was attached to, right? It was cross-contamination pimping. So it was more comedy, but it was raunchy stuff. That so what it came across is like, yeah, but my PC, probably a guy, he should be a pimp, he should be a stripper, and a, you know, a mortician. So this thing, you know, and we had at that time was probably at least we'll say like 35 songs, around that, 35 songs that was created. So the songs, everything's already created, everything was already done. So when they had it, you know, we can't run into another dilemma, right? So we got Pimp a Butterfly. Like, the butterfly and the pimp was already locked down in the archives. We already created this pimp and organic pimp and Pimp a Butterfly and all that stuff was locked up. The organic conversation, it came out years ago. So this is what we run into. Someone coming in with the Pimp a Butterfly, and then we run into somebody organic pimp, and organic pimp is not cross-contaminated pimp. So that's not what it's been created for. Organic pimp was created, like, on that show. Right now we are at, we have 15 after the hour, 6:15 p.m. This is Comedian Organic OK. We'll have guests on the show. DJ Buffon Feces.
Oh, and please, man, good people, get involved, okay? 1-515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. Please, get involved with the cause. Get organic.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know what I mean? And there was nothing I've been saying a lot. And years ago, people didn't never know exactly what it meant. And I just say this: wheatgrass, hay pimping, field hedgehog. On top of that, I braid. Did you ever remember hearing me say that? I don't know if you remember hearing me say that. You probably never remember hearing me say that. But when I said wheatgrass, hay pimping, field hedgehog, on top of that, I braid. And it relates to, you know, soil. There's a lot of devastation going on. A lot of people is dealing with, you know, this spread of, toxic and chemical that we're dealing with, you know, and it's contagious. And so, you know, as the field, you know, it's all these natural elements, and devastation happens a lot in the field. You got the field where fertilizer services and things happen in the field, and the weed and grass is all the elements of eating well and dealing with devastation. And so that's elements of being healthy, and, you know, it's a lot of things that is components of that I can't speak all about completely. So, yeah, when I came up with Pimp a Butterfly, I was like, man, put that in the archives. Then why did I say Pimp a Butterfly for? Because when it initially came up with the name, you didn't like the name. You didn't like the name DJ Butterfly Fishy. You didn't like that name.
No. Because here's the thing. When you basically, like, dub me that, it's just, look, I don't even want to grab people, but once again, like, a name, Butterfly Fishy. He's like Butterfly. You can see that's not enticing. It's one of those names, basically. And you know what? A lot of people, you know, made a face when they heard it. I mean, someone whose name is Bug Droppings, and it's like boo-boo. I mean, it's not necessarily a name you can trust, you know? It's not necessarily a name, you know, like Butterfly Feces. I mean, you get it. I mean, I know you want some kind of, like, rap kind of street name that's really going to stand out. Sometimes, like, all the good ones are taken. And I know manure and fertilizer serves a purpose. But when someone comes up to you and says to you their name is manure, their name is fertilizer, well, you know what that usually means, don't you? They're full of... Well, talk about that name to a lot of people on the streets. I was hesitant to tell them my name. Why? Well, you know why. I mean, I had enough problem trying to get people to take me seriously. I mean, you come up to random homeless people on the street and say, we're here to rescue you, we're here to save you. They're happy to hear that, but their first question is spare change, holding out their hand. But what do you say when you're basically all about, okay, everybody, let's all get together and pick up the garbage somebody else threw. Let's march and campaign around, try and see if we can get a few more people, a few more homeless shelters to cure you guys a little bit better. Once again, they like the idea, but it takes a while for the idea to catch on. They're not necessarily, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not cramping on this, they're not jumping on this bandwagon like right away. It takes a while for any idea to catch on.
Yeah. The show name is Organic OK October 4963. Because you got comedy on here. Comedy OOOO, you know, 4963. What it means is, the name I'm using is Organic OK October 4963. That's a name that I use, and that represents Disabled Awareness Month, represents Special Bird. There's a comedian that went to dialysis and was vision impaired, and he lost his life from dialysis, having his bloodline punctured. So he ended up, you know, passing on. So that's the thing. That's why you got the comedy. You got OK, Organic OK. You don't have the part of Professor Bird saying 41963. October, if we got on there. October 41963. If you see that part. And so it was a comedy tour that we do, disabled comedy tour in October. That's what we do. So it was total four comedians that was, you know, on the platform for that platform for October. But now it's going to be modified. Moving forward, the disabled comedy platform is going to be moving forward, and, you know, the next few years we're going to have some things that, you know, we're going to reintroduce based on the actual members and how we go about it. So that's the thing. It's you know, the next few years, you know, we're going to re-strategize how the actual approach is being presented for those, for the communities out through the world. We're not going to give you something that is, you know, because there's so many variables. You know, disability, you know, it's how good so many different uniforms. So we have to reintroduce what that is. And what I've been wanting to see, and you've never seen it. So we got to introduce those things to the table. But, yeah, in regards to community, this show is not based on a specific state or a specific town, a specific country, but we are based in location. We are not based out of the states. We're in the states. But this show is, it's based for any part of the world for the most part. You know, it's just about, you know, getting to that part and just, you know, kind of, you know, reaching the people. Would you like to say anything? DJ Butterfly Feces?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay, now look, now, tell you what, real quick, give us an idea. What would you call really more of a dang, I don't know, kind of a more of a feel for organic living? I mean, give me more of an idea about what you consider organic living.
Well, organic living, because it's different approaches to being organic and living organic. In the form what I'm saying, because it's, you know, organic, and it's so many things that as you're introducing yourself to other levels of people's experience that you have maybe in some capacity have experienced, but maybe not completely. But you're trying to, in a sense, you're trying to enhance the ability of what the connection is as it's connected. Lifestyle organic. So when I said organic, cause like the main thing that I created that is a very conflict for what people have been conditioned to see is when I said pimp, organic pimp, you know, pimping, it was a very organic place, because when I first talked to a known international pimp and I explained to him I'm a pimp. And I tell them organic pimp. And so it's been many years when I created that. I had to create something because it was in the appetite that I know so many organic people want to see something that wasn't locked into cross-contamination, right? And we didn't want something that we have to say, oh, that pimp is messed up, this pimp is this and this and that, because it's always that example already. It's always been that kind of, you know, blood-sucking life with pimping. Pimping is always dealing with some type of opposition within that opponent. So you definitely have people that deal with that kind of pimping, and they make it because of what people have, you know, in a sense, kind of, you know, put the effort in. So the effort to get in is kind of, you know, the need. And so people have used all types of, you know, these things, but truly, it never been a thing set up so everybody can truly win without actually being compromised later. Making sure everybody better connect, you know, have a deeper level of, so not some kind of talk is hey man, why does it matter if someone use what's going on? It's like, no, it's not that, because you're taking another direction what that level is. Like,
yeah.
It's like anybody create a brand or create something that is powerful. They want to, you know, get that life. Otherwise, it's bad. You're badder than pimping. You can't batter organic pimping. You know what I mean? Like, because it needs to have that word when people will send and say, oh, and just say things about, you know, their lifestyle. I mean, trying to see success, trying to see greatness from a great space. So it has to be an organic place. Okay, everything can't be destruction. We see too many movies of destruction. We see too many, you know, people around as destruction. We see too many people that we wanted to win, but they didn't win because the movie wasn't set up that way. We want to set up for people you want to win. Seeing the programs, when you see somebody in the program, you should enjoy watching. You see in real life, they ain't even famous like that no more. They ain't got no money. They ain't got this and that, that and that. So it got to be a component of organic. When you talk about organic, got to, as you see, all the most elite people are the elite things, and there's no way for them to not win based on what they have been put into place to have. So why is it not put in place to be organic, eat great, live great, and see people that you want to see better than the better, and not have something that's setting up to compromise that? So, yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called...
Comedian Organic OK, right?
Yeah.
There you
go.
What's
wrong with that?
Okay,
right?
2 minutes to go. Okay, let's see. Organic clean living. I mean, you know, in a way, that's what a lot of us were trying to basically practice. I mean, look, I know on the streets, man, yeah, beggars can't be choosers, literally. And I know you've heard that old expression, but it's kind of true. But you know what? We were really trying to basically push that philosophy and show, you know, how they could live life, you know. And in a way, that's why we suffered so much persecution, because one of the things, when you try to do – yeah, thanks. When you try to do too much for those who basically – aren't paying taxes, aren't being slaves in the system or whatever, let's just say the system gets kind of angry. But dang it, everyone should try organic living a little bit. It can do wonders.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's not no pre-examples of what this means. So people have all these, you know, about what you're saying, and then they want to remold it to be something that's not, and then take it this way and take it that way. Bring it back this way, but no, you go this way. No, we coming back this way. Oh, no, we don't have a lot of time to go over this right now, but we will be interviewing and having other people on the show. And the show is, like I say, this show particularly is based around interviewing different businesses, talk to different people, and get their perspective about politics and the community. And this is the show that is going to be talking to hair shops, you know, hair salons, beauty facilities, barber shops, and different places. Asking them what they feel about the cities and community. What is the, you know, the community? How they feel things get changed. This is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK. And I have guests on the show. It's called, his name is DJ Butterfly Feces. If you'd like to say anything, we have to wrap the show up.
Okay. Okay, once again, please get involved with us. Next time, remember this number. Call in at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you. And good day. And live organically. Live right. Live green. Thank you.
Yeah, also, too, we didn't talk about